I am the energy of that primordial part of you. The part of you that existed before you knew yourself to be you. As old as time. I am the energy of the creator who births worlds. The passion that is life. The love that is life. The wisdom that is life. Yes, that is you. One without a second. One who has within you power, potential, possibilities, purity, and perception. You have so much latent energy that you carry within. For such great creative ventures unfold through you, and this immensity of your capacities leaves humankind awestruck. A powerhouse. Yes, my beloved, this is you. Any perceived shortcomings are born out of your belief in separation from you. The separation that you held as a reality to date, and a deep wounding that ensued from it. The fragmented aspects of separation within you have left you feeling broken. It has pained you so much that you found yourself in a state of turmoil, incongruent and apart from your core essence. Where you should be apart, you became apart. How interesting is that now? The sadness of separation has caused deep, deep rifts within your inner landscape. Within your mind, within your emotions, within your soul. That fragmented inner landscape has translated to an external manifestation that leaves you bewildered, puzzled, confused, and hurt in many ways. Sad, anxious, distressed, depressed, unable to cope with the day-to-day unfoldment of life that causes stress and tension within. And of course, this spirals and affects all of your life. To witness the majestic, now fallen into despair, makes me want to reach out to you and wrap you with a soft, silken blanket of love. I am. Know yourself to be this very same love, and know that the pain that you experience comes from the degrees of separation you hold within yourself. As spirit, you are eternally whole and complete. You are at peace. You are calm. You are quietly joyful and serene. The feelings of separation you experience come from the lesser aspects of you. It is time. It is time now to become one with you, to become one within you, and in so doing, as you heal, not only do you heal all of the world around you, but you also heal all who came before you. For all who will come after you are also a part of you too. And as you bring peace to your life, you bring peace to all the worlds. You carry the keys and the codes for total healing, and you are capable. Yes, you have what it takes to complete the task, accomplish the mission, and fulfill your purpose upon this planet. You are here to be your destiny, and you can and will, being the glorious full presence of you in the present moment as only you can, setting a new standard ahead for all the world and for you. Again, you are reminded, heal yourself and you heal the world. So why the pain? The human experience is a mix of many things. The good, as you might call it, what you would call bad, and also what is known oftentimes as ugly. And yet, this is part of the earth experience. But one who is deeply connected to the soul's light and sees the bigger picture, or one who has perhaps, even for just a moment, forgotten their divinity, would find this journey on this earth plane just too much to bear, too painful at times, too mediocre at times. And so, this becomes a difficult place to connect into, to disconnect from, does this earth plane. In this way, balance gets lost. Your disconnect leaves you wounded and feeling broken. Your task is to be back in balance. Come back to balance and to honor you and your life force. And as you do, you will find that the sides of the scale that lean over to this extreme or to that extreme now start to even out. You can breathe once again, and as you do, your heart opens up. Your divinity blossoms. Your awareness returns. You recognize that you were always whole and never incomplete. There are many tools available to you to find your perfect balance. Find those tools that speak best to you. What is right for another might not necessarily be right for you. So honor your sacred self and your unique light, and dress it with the robes of acceptance and release, each perfectly designed for your unique divine blueprint. You will know what works for you, for you will feel this. Your body will know. Your eyes will light up like the child who finds itself in a most magical wonderland. Your heart will shout, yes! As peace returns to you again, as peace descends into your heart center, and your inner sun shines bright once again, you will notice that all the rest in your life, all those sharp edges and prickly points that poke and pinch, will also smooth out, and liquid velvet light will cascade down upon you. You will become a magnet for all of grace that seeks to share itself with you, and your light will grow ever stronger through this process. You are urged to care for yourself. You count, and you are loved. You are never obsolete, or redundant, and as you start to honor yourself, care for yourself, care for your wellness and your precious heart, life will blossom for you, and all the gates of heaven will shower down riches upon you. The trust you have in yourself will exponentially multiply. As you rise, you lead by example. You shine and radiate out your light, and through this you say to others, "Hey, come and shine with me, and let us light up this glorious, beautiful world and enjoy, yes, enjoy this amazing experience of life on earth. Let us revel in it." Only you can lead yourself back home to you by rejecting all that is not required by your highest joy on earth. For your highest joy on earth. So reject all that serves not your light. Only you have the power to own your strength and make the right decisions for you as you reclaim yet again your sovereign presence and make peace with your beautiful self. The past and its miscreations are over. They have served their purpose in your life and laid the foundation for the wisdom that you agreed to gather. It is now done, and you have every right to claim your joy. Claim it, and let the rest go. Dance in your light and watch. Just watch how you move mountains around you through the energy that you generate, through your potential and your vibration. Through you being the core essential essence that is beautifully you. You are loved eternally and are so very valuable. Know that always. Your presence is needed and incredibly vital, and for that you are honored. Loving gratitude to you for being the brave bearer of strength who has undertaken the hardship to progress through the darkness, to serve your growth and to anchor your wisdom through the experiences gathered in this earth experiment in consciousness and conscious living. The times of past are over now. The old ways of struggle are ready to be released, and you no longer need to be suffering. Open your eyes and awaken from the dream. Open your hands and let it go. Let go of every heaviness and darkness you have ever clutched within your palm. Let go. It's that simple. It's really that simple. Simply just let it go. You are free. You are empowered. You are loved. You are so very loved. And in that, let there be the knowing that you are joy. That joy is your birthright. For joy I am, and joy I be.